Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the gang, the one you never asked to be a part of. You are listening to the Grief Gang podcast, the show dedicated to breaking down the taboos of grief, one conversation at a time with me, your host, Amber Jeffrey. Have I got a corker for you this week, Grief Gang? That I do. It's short, but very, very sweet. And when I say sweet, I mean sweet comedic gold. Back in May this year, I put a call out on the Grief Gang Instagram page. Another reason why you should be following us over there so that you don't miss out on these call outs. But anyway, back in May, I asked you what is the darkest joke or response you've ever made in relation to grief slash death. And my God, did you deliver? I cannot tell you the sheer amount of belly laughs we were all having on the Instagram stories when I was sharing them all. The community were just as shocked as I was at some of them. Some of the entries don't hold back at all. It's bloody brilliant. I received well over 100 responses and had to whittle this episode down to just a few favourites. Some great story-led kind of ones and some even more like delicious one-liners that pack a proper punch. I hope this episode brings you a little lift to your week. It's short and you can pack it into your lunch break or on a drive to the shops. Short and snappy. We all cope with grief and death differently, and humour is a mechanism I think many of us can relate and confide to. So buckle in, prepare yourself and have a good old laugh. P.S. Sorry for my literal squeals and snorting throughout. Okay, let's get into these dark humour responses. I cannot believe some of the things you guys have sent me. I'm so sorry for probably like the cackles and like the wheezing in between these. I've got to give my best storytelling and like comedic value, deliver the punchline type thing. Okay. I moved into my dad's house after he died. He lived next to a church, so his ashes were buried outside of the bedroom window and it looks over the church gardens. I once had a guy stay over and he was asking how I had my own house at my age, confused. I said it used to be my dad's house. He said, oh, cool. Where is he now? I said, he's just outside that window. My mum passed at home and whilst receiving palliative care, the Macmillan nurse turned up. Mum had a glass of champagne in hand, to which the nurse said, she shouldn't be having that with the medication she's on. My response, why? Because it might kill her. When the priest was throwing the holy water on the coffin in the crematorium, I asked my husband if he thought it was petrol. The fire starter! Oh, God. I feel like I'm going to hell reading these, even though it's not me. Two pregnancy losses in 6 months. My husband told me that I look short. I said, you lose 1 inch with each loss. The morning my dad passed, the hospice nurse had ordered him a hospital bed for the house. We were told we needed twin-sized sheets, which we did not have. So my mum called a neighbour. She brought over Hello Kitty sheets. My daddy passed before the bed was delivered, and I said, wow, he did not want those Hello Kitty sheets. No, that he did not. I mean, if there's many things we may wish for when we die, I didn't think it would be on my list, but I think I now need to add, please do not let me decease in Hello Kitty sheets. My son was stillborn and I got caught in a convo comparing breastfeeding stories. I said, yeah, I didn't breastfeed either. He just never latched. They all looked horrified. My health visitor asked if my mum could watch my baby overnight so I could rest. I told her that leaving my baby at a cemetery overnight is a bit irresponsible. Do you know what? That'd be some shit that I do. God willing, when I have kids, and if the fucking hell it said, oh, give it to your mum. I ain't got a mother. I have not got a mother to give this kid to. I can't take it to the No. Best friend and I sitting in my garden in silence after our bestie died. I sighed and said she'd do anything to get out of going to your birthday party. Her birthday was coming up, and for the last few years, our friend had always missed it being on holiday. And I responded, I said, flaky, even from the grave. Some people, you know, in life, and you know, I say, you are how you are in death and dying as you are in life. So, you know, why change? Why change? She stayed true to herself. Love that. I know this person who sent this one in, so this is interesting. Dark humour always, you know me. Constant snarks and remarks. But in March, I really went for it. I was at a pub in my local town and there was a humongous chalkboard saying, free gin for mums on Mother's Day. Fuck off. And I was and I went to the bar and said, but my mum is dead and she can't have one. And I have no kids, so I can't. My wine was free of charge. Freebies! Kind of along the same lines, was having a bikini wax from the lady at my local beauty salon. Me and mum used to go there and get our nails done every now and then, but I hadn't been there since we lost her. Anyway, lovely beautician lady is down there plucking those pesky final few hairs and asks, how's your mum doing these days? And I had to look at her between my spread legs and explain that we'd lost her. I was crying, laughing, but she was so mortified. I got the bikini wax for free, though. Randomly found a vase, have you say? I say a vase, at a thrift shop with the same print as her urn. Posted pictures of them both to my IG asking who wore it better. And this person did later confirm that the urn did get the most votes on who wore it better. So that's what we like to hear. Right, in this is where a lot of these, right, so many ones were from teachers. You teachers are savage. You grieving teachers are savage. But I love it because you're teaching these little kids to not ask such stupid or silly remarks by doing like your mum jokes and stuff like that. And you quite, pardon the pun, quite literally schooled these kids. And I love it. And I'm here for it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is one of many in the pile. Student asked me which football team my family supports. I said my dad was an Arsenal fan. Student joked, was? Did he realise they're rubbish? I bluntly replied to an 11-year-old, no, he loved them. He's just dead. Eleven! My boyfriend died. Now it's true that no other bitch can have him. And I responded saying, the boy is mine, and played Brandy Monica. The boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine. Not me, but saw on Hinge. Don't need to worry about meeting the parents. Oh, I'm going to put a coffin emoji. Father died in a fire, and I used to tell strangers he was a firefighter. We had the bath removed. My favourite thing ever. She never even saw it. Hashtag, we've got beef now. Now I'd be livid if I had to remove my bath for my mum and she popped her clogs before it. Nah. I sold my car for a bigger one to get dad's wheelchair in. ... He died! My sister's boyfriend wouldn't answer his phone. And I said, think yourself lucky. I have to pay £45 to phone him through a lady and he doesn't always answer. Nice tramp stamp tattoo on your wrist. Thanks. It's the initials of my dead mum. My brother died during the first day of Lent, which in Catholicism... I'm a Christian. I can't. Catholicism is when you give something up for 40 days or until Easter. I tell people God made me give up my brother. Perfect comedic opportunity. Like, you know, you're in your despair, your brother has died, and you thought, you know, like this very much reminds me of when I put this call out, and I remembered what the most significant one for me when I either responded or tried to make a dark humorous joke was the day my mum had her heart attack, the day before she died, Brexit was announced that we were leaving, and it was only until a couple of days after when just like came back to kind of real earth of like, oh God, what's been happening in the last couple of days, and realised, oh, Brexit has happened. I was like, oh, fucking hell, that must have been what gave her a bloody heart attack. She might have heard it on the radio. We're leaving. And she called, fuck me, fuck this, I'm out. She's done the right thing, to be honest. The price of bananas, the price of everything at the moment, it's extortionate, it's horrific. It was my 8-year-old daughter. We were playing Cards Against Humanity, the family edition. Thank you for clarifying that, because that would have been a very risque one. And she pulled one that said, Daddy's trying something new. And the second card said, not breathing. She thought it was hilarious, and I did too. I suppose it means she's processed somewhat. Her dad died suddenly when she was 5. Brilliant. Like, fucking brilliant. When I get asked why I don't have children, depending what mood I'm in, I will confidently say, I watched my mum die. I don't want to do that to a child of mine. That shuts them up big time. And that's on not traumatising the next generation. Can't believe the selfish bitch died on my 10th wedding anniversary. The day my dad died from suicide, my sister said, oh God, we're like Phoebe from Friends now. I said, mostly chilling with the wormies in a box, when someone said, what does your mum do? It's the choice of the word wormies, not just worms, wormies. I can't fathom. Like I said, I had to minimise to just like a few short ones there, because there were hundreds of responses. And surprisingly, quite a lot of you were like the same, a few like same or similar responses. A lot about like in workplace and like people asking, oh, what do your parents do? And like, nothing, they're dead. So quite funny to think of how many people in their work dropping truth bombs like that to their colleagues or new colleagues potentially. Oh my God. But you know what, right? Jokes aside and everything, and I really do hope that has given you the belly tickle that you might have needed this week, because my gosh, it reading through those and receiving them when I put this call out back in May, honestly made my day, and it made so many of yours as well on the Instagram. But yeah, all jokes aside though, like obviously dark humor and humor as a general is a coping mechanism. It's quite natural. It is very natural. And I know, I think when I was sharing all of these on the Instagram, or even if someone listening now who's maybe not bereaved, or like who is supporting someone who's bereaved, or even if you are bereaved, you might think, oh God, that's a bit off the mark, or a bit whatever it may be. But we all cope differently and we all react certainly in different situations. And so I hope you can give yourself a bit of grace, and those in your life who potentially if you're somebody who's listening, who's supporting somebody, to give them a bit of grace and to understand that when they make these dark jokes, remarks, sentences, that it's just their way of coping. And for some, like to this day, I always just think, oh, it's just something that you might do in like the very early stages of grief, just to like really like deflect everything and just not want to feel any sort of emotion. And it just kind of wears off as time, as you start to accept or, you know, acknowledge your grief. But I can hand on heart say it's still to this day, 6 years later, and I have very much accepted and very much welcome my grief and acknowledge it, that I still like to make the dark jokes. I still love to make the dark jokes and the remarks, you know, when my partner loves to whinge, or, you know, something about Mother's Day and whatnot. I go, well, at least you got a mum, you know, these things. Or now he has to use your dad jokes. That's dead. Isn't it? That's dead. The pun is your mum. So I said, whenever he does like your dad joke, I say, you're gutted that you can't do a your mum joke, can you? Aren't you? And he's like, yeah, to be honest. It just doesn't slap, does it? It doesn't slap. Your dad, no. It doesn't slap, doesn't slap. So thanks, mum, for dying. We can't do your mum jokes anymore. Boring. Anyway, I'm sure this will not be the last episode of dark humour entries. So short and sweet little episode this week. Thanks for tuning in. Hope it's given you a little giggle. And keep up the comedic value. I love it. I live for it. Well, there we are. There we have it. The dark humour episode. My God, I hope if you've made it to the end of this, I mean, I hope you have. It's literally like under 20 minutes, this episode. But if you haven't made it because you are just too, you're combusted with laughter, I totally understand. But no, I think this episode or this segment may have to make a little reappearance, don't you think? But anyway, thanks so much for tuning in this week and for being here with me and listening to the Grief Gang podcast. As always, if you have loved what you've heard, please do leave a little rate and reviewing on whatever platform that you are streaming on. And I will see you next week. Big love, Amber.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.